Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 21st day of Adar Aleph, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Koinam She'eni Ner Nelevin Noach. Person who makes a neder, I will not have any benefit from the Bnei Noach, sons of Noah. Mutar B'Yisrael, he's allowed of a Noah from Jewish people. Even though Jewish people do come from Noach, but we're not known as Bnei Noach, we're called Bnei Avram. But he's forbidden to have ana, to have benefit from other nations. Other nations of the world are called Bnei Noach. What happens if he makes a neder that he will not have ana? She'eni nehen ala zer Avraham. I'm not going to have any ana from the zera seed of Avraham. Also be Israel. He's forbidden for having ana from Jewish people, and that includes Gerim. Gerim are also called the zera Avraham, Avhamon goyim Saticha. But umutar b'masaylam, he's permitted to have anah, to have benefit from other nations, even from the children of Ishmael, who is the son of Avram. Because it says, ki b'yitzchak yikar lecha zera. Hashem says, I'm calling Yitzchak your seed. I'm not referring to Ishmael as your seed. Hashem says that to Avram. He's also mutar by the children of Esav, even though Esav was the son of Yitzchak, because it's b'yitzchak, part of Yitzchak. Hashem says, I'm calling the Zera Yitzchak, but not all of them. And therefore, even not all of Yitzchak is called Bnei Avram, and therefore Esav is excluded and all his descendants. So who is included? Only Bnei Yaakov. Bnei Yaakov, that's us, the Jewish people, are called Zera Avram. And therefore, if he makes a neder, I'm not going to have a nah from Zera Avram, it includes all people who come from Yaakov plus Gerim. She'eni nana li Yisrael. What happens if he says, I'm not going to be any ana from any Jew, from any Yisrael? Lokeach b'yoser u'mocher b'fachis. He's allowed to still do business, but he has to always make it difficult for himself, give himself the end, the bad end. In other words, when he buys something from a fellow Jew, he has to offer above market. When he sells it to a fellow Jew, he has to sell it cheaper than the market value. So in each case, he's not benefiting. On the contrary, he's not getting benefit at all from the Jewish, from any Jew. It's the opposite. He's giving benefit. But what happens, he says the other way around, She Yisrael Nanin Li, I make a vow, no Jew is going to have enough from me. Koinam Shein Yisrael Nanin Mimeni. Lokech B'fachas, then it's the opposite. He can only buy from another Jew if he buys bargain price under the market value, or mocher b'yoser, or selling to a Jew at a price that's higher than the market value, and because that way they're not benefiting from him, he's on the contrary, he's benefiting from them. Im shomin lo, if he can find a customer to do that, obviously. But what happens if he says she'eni nani lohen v'hein li? What happens if he says, I make a vow, a neder, I will not have a no to from any Jew, but no Jew can have a no from me as well? Then he can't interact, he can't transact anything with a Jew. Yahaneh l'nochrim. But he's allowed to have anah, and he can give anah to a non-Jew. But he cannot have any interaction with a Jew, because otherwise someone is going to benefit, either him or the other fellow Jew, and that he forbade himself. Koinam she'eni nanel arelim. What happens if he made a vow? I will not have anah from any arelim. Literally, arelim means uncircumcised people. But, says the Mishnah, Mutar ba'arle Yisrael. He's allowed of anah from a Jew who's not circumcised. For example, the person whose brothers Nebuchu died because of a bris milah. After two brothers die, you don't do bris milah the third one, if there could be a suffolk, a sakona. And he's allowed to have anah from such a yid. But also b'mulei ha'umais. He's forbidden to have anah from a goy. Even, let's say, they do bris milah, let's say Arabs that do keep up the tradition of circumcision. So is he allowed? Technically, they're not a arelim, but as far as the language used in a neder, when you say arelim, it also includes circumcised non-Jews, and therefore he cannot have anah from them. Koinam she'inin en el amulim. He says, I ban myself having anah from a mulim, from people who are circumcised. Also, by Ali Yisrael, he's forbidden to have anah from any Jew, even an uncircumcised Jew, and he's allowed to have anah from those of the other nations of the world, even if they've had a bris milah. Why? And the Mishnah explains why. She'ein ha'orla keruya ela l'shem ha'goyim. because the term Orla, or Arelim, is only used for Goyim. Whether they're circumcised or not, they're called Arelim. Shanama, as it says in the Pasuk, Kichol HaGoyim Arelim V'chol Beis Yisrael Arlelev. A Pasuk from Yirmiyahu, where Yirmiyahu says, all the Goyim, all the nations are Arelim, are called Arelim, are uncircumcised, and the house of Israel are called Arlelev, stubborn of heart, or uncircumcised heart, but not Arelim. And therefore, we see from there that the term Arelim is used as a generic term for all Goyim. V'oimer, another example, V'hoyo ha-plishti ha-orel hazeh, this plishti, this Philistine who is an oral, again, they call him the oral. V'oimer, and says further, pentismachno benos blishtim, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice, pentaloizno benos arelim, lest the daughters of the arelim will exult, will be besimcha. So, here we learn that every goy is called an oral, even if he's circumcised. But a Jew, even though he is not circumcised, but because he is chayev, he's obligated in Milah, he's called, inverted commas, mulim. He's called circumcised. Now that we've talked quite a bit in the Mishnah about Bris Milah and comparing the goyim to the yidden, the goyim are called arelim, we are called mulim. Now the Mishnah actually continues to talk about the mitzvah Bris Milah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Mu'usa ha'orla shenizgano b'harashayim. Disgusting is the orla with which the goyim, the rishayim, the wicked, are called, are shamefully called by that expression. Shenemar kichol ha'goyim arelim. The nations of the world are called arelim. And on the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Gedoyla Mila, great is Mila, is the mitzvah of Mila. Shenichusu alehal shalosh esrei brisos. 13 times the word bris is mentioned back in Bereishis, where the mitzvah of Mila was given. 13 times we find the word bris used there. Because Hashem is making a bris, or 13 covenants, for this mitzvah of bris. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gedoyla Mila, great is Mila, Shadoichas HaShabbos HaChamura, that it can override the severity of the most severe day in the week, the most strict day of the whole year, is Shabbos of the week too. As it says, by Yom HaShmini, on the eighth day, we give a Bris Milah, and Chazal learned, by Yom HaShmini means even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Even though normally to cut flesh or to make incision on Shabbos is awesome in our Torah, but for a Bris Milah, it's permitted. Rabbi Yeshua ben Akorcha Omer, Gedoyla Mila, great is Mila, Sheloi Nisla Lola Moshe HaTzadik Alea Malay Shah, that all the merits of Moshe Rabbeinu did not stand for him to push away the punishment of not circumcising his son, even for one Shah, 1 hour. As we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu delayed for one moment or one short time, already he was almost taken away from this world. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Gedoyla Mila Shedoichas Hangoim. Great is Mila that it overrides the prohibition of cutting off a simon or sign of plague of the tzaras. When it cuts off any sign of tzaras, it violates the losis of the Torah. But the mitzvah of Mila will override that. So that, for example, if there was the neg of tzaras, there was a spot, which is tzaras, at the tip of the membrum on the orla, he can cut it off when he does the bris, and he cuts the orla, and it automatically takes away that's a nego tzaras, that's fine. It overrides that prohibition. Rabbi Yomer, Gedola Mila, so great is Mila, Shekola Mitzvah Sh'osa Avram Avinu, that with all the mitzvahs that Avram Avinu had done, Lenikra Sholem, he was still not called a complete person, Ad Shemol, until he had circumcision. Shanam, as it says, His halech lefonai ve'yesamim, walk before me and be perfect. And after that it says, ve'etna brisi ve'nivenecha, I will give my bris between me and you. And Rashi explains, according to the Medrash, his halech lefonai, what does that mean, walk before me? It means take the bris, take the circumcision. And through that, ve'yesamim, you will become complete. As long as the orla, as long as you still have your orla, the uncircumcised part on your membrane, you are considered a blemished person, not a complete person. Dover Acher, finally says the Mishnah, Gedola Mila, great is Mila, Sheil Molehi, if not for the Bris Mila, Loin Boro HaKodesh Borcho Es Olam, God would not have created his world. Shenemar, as it says, quoting again a pasuk from Yirmiyahu chapter Lamed Gimel, Koy Amar Hashem, so says the Lord, Imloi Brisi Yomam Voloila, if not for my bris, which goes for day and night, that's a reference to bris milah, which is on the human body, once it's made, it's there all 24/7, day and night, if not for that bris, Chukos Shamaim V'Oretz Lo Somti, I would not have put in place the laws or the nature of heaven and earth. The whole creation, therefore, is there in the schus of that bris milah. Perek Revi, Mishnah Aleph. Ein ben hamudu hano mechaveiroi, lamudu hamenu amachol. There's no difference between a person who makes a vow that his friend will have no benefit from him whatsoever, to a person who says, I'm banning my friend from having any food or any benefit that could bring to food. The only difference between these two types of vows will be el adrisas haragel, walking, having the ability to walk through the property of the friend that he said is not going to allow him to have any benefit from. So, and vechelim shenosin ba'anechel nefesh, and any vessels that are not used for preparing food, which means as follows. If a person says that he's banning his friend having any hana whatsoever from him, then he cannot allow his friend even to walk through his yard, even though it's got nothing to because it's got nothing to do with food, it will not be prohibited. If he only said, "I don't want you having any hana, any benefit to do with food," that does not preclude him from walking through the property. But also kalim, which you can't make a echel nefesh, any tools or things that you cannot be used for preparing food. So he can, maybe a spade, he wants to borrow a spade or something like that, there's no problem. Well, we'll give examples soon in our Mishnah for that. Hamudur ma'achal, but if a person said, I'm banning you to have complete hanah from me, then he cannot even borrow his things which are not used at all for food. Hamudur ma'achal mechaveroi, a person who is banned of having any food, any hanoah food, from his friend, lo yashilan, or his friend cannot lend him, nofa, a sieve, uchvara, that's another type of sieve, virachaim, a mill, grinding, used for grinding wheat or grinding food, visanur, or an oven. Because all of these kalim can be used to prepare food, and therefore, he prohibited having anything to do with food, or they could bring to hanoah food. Avolpat, Mashila, his friend can lend him chaluk, a shirt, or a cloak, v'tabas, or a ring, v'talis, or in a coat, v'nazomim, or nose rings, v'chaldovar she'noisin b'achal nefesh, and anything that you cannot use to prepare food. These things are not used to prepare food, and they're right. However, there is a qualification. Says the Mishnah, mekom she'maskirin kayotzaban, but if it's a place that they normally rent these appliances. They rent out a ring, or they rent out a coat, or they rent out these nose rings. Then also, it would be prohibited to lend it free of charge and without any paying, even to a person who had only been banned, who had only banned the food from his friend. Why? Because if these things are normally rented out, and now you're giving it to your friend for nothing, to lend it, you're lending it to your friend, then he is saving the cost that it would normally pay to rent it. And that money that he's saving, he can go and buy a sandwich with it. He can go and buy food with it. So indirectly, you're actually supplying him with food or hana that could bring to food. So then you would not be able to lend or even those things which are nothing to do with food, but because of the opportunity cost of having to, that he lost by having the rent from that is called having an offer from food. And therefore would be osur, even if he was only mudah anah from machal, from food.